Thank you, Mr. Cortez. It's good to have Barry and Sandy back with us. He asked me not to kid him this time, so I won't. As we grow through childhood to our preteen and teen years, we go through these several stages. And sometimes we would look what people would call foolish. In our younger years, we might try to act as if we're more mature than we really are. Sometimes we'll end up often looking foolish. Say you're called on by your teacher to recite something in class, and you mispronounce something, or you stumble over your tongue and can't say it. I remember when I was a young child, I ran across the word pecan, except I called it pecan. You know, that was embarrassing, made me look foolish. Or as you're a teenager, you're going to have your first kiss on your date as you leave him or her on the porch. And all of a sudden, the light comes on and daddy or mommy opens the door. And here you are, just about to kiss or are kissing. That can make you feel foolish. Or perhaps we brag on something that we can do, but then we fail. These results, of course, can carry over to adulthood. But that's not foolishness. That's not foolish living. The Bible has a lot to say about foolishness and foolish living and about fools. So in today's topsy-turvy, ever-changing world that is hectic, that is going one way or the other, how do we know if we or a friend or a brother are living a foolish life? That's the question. See, foolishness doesn't necessarily mean worthless or unproductive, nor does it necessarily mean that one is on the fringe of society or is disliked or ostracized by society. Today we'll review four characteristics of a foolish life. And the goal, my goal, is to get you to go home and look up what it is, what foolish living is. Because in Proverbs we see it written, "Forsake foolishness and live, and go in the way of understanding." So it's something that we need to study and understand, because we cannot avoid it, we cannot correct it, if we don't know what it is. How are we going to identify it? So let's start on. Foolishness starts with, number one, don't think, just act. Foolish people will not think through a situation. They will react by jumping in feet first. Often this is driven by today's fast pace of living, because we got to do things right now, or it seems that we do. Foolish people can appear, and often do appear, as if they get a lot of things done. But often, there's a quality of, or a lack of quality, or a lack of thoroughness when the detail is looked at in the project or in their reaction. The reactions often are impulsive, they're rash, and sometimes they are driven by anger. Let's take an example. Here you are out in a busy seasonal shopping time in the area, and you're going along in a parking lot trying to find a parking space, and all of a sudden somebody pulls out in front of you and it surprises you and you beep, 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 and you have to back up. So you put it in reverse, and the person behind you, beep, beep, beep. Now they're mad at you because you're mad at the person in front of you. That is one of the things that we're talking about. Let's turn over to Proverbs 19. Proverbs 19. We'll start in verse 11. Proverbs 19:11 says, "The discretion of a man makes him slow to anger, and his glory is to overlook a transgression." Or in other words, you just forget about the person that pulled out in front of you. You just say, well, they didn't see me, or something else. You wouldn't get angry. Right across the page in chapter 20, verse 3, it says, "It is honorable for a man to stop striving, since any fool can start a quarrel." Who wants to start a quarrel? But we can do that by reaction and by anger. Number two, foolish people develop a big mouth. Foolish people develop a big mouth. In other words, they don't know when to quit or stop talking. They don't know how to shut up, what we might say in the vernacular. They just go and go and go. Let's turn to Proverbs 15. Proverbs 15, verses 1 and 2. Proverbs 15, 1 and 2 says, "A soft answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. The tongue of the wise uses knowledge rightly, but the mouth of fools pours forth foolishness." Not just drips foolishness, but pours forth foolishness like a river. Frequently, the foolish will be found to be gossiping or speaking carelessly or arguing. Arguing over what? A lot of minor details just to make their point. Just to make their point. To be really considered foolish, talk all the time and listen none of the time. You will be considered that. Let's look again at verse 2, the last part. It says, "The mouth of fools pours forth foolishness." Not drips, but pours forth. Number three, nurture a noisy heart. Nurture a noisy heart. The first two characteristics drive this, are driven by this particular characteristic. Number one and number two are driven by a noisy heart. And what is a noisy heart? A noisy heart can and is witnessed through compulsive restlessness, always having to be on the move, always having to do things, and not taking time to think, not taking time to reflect. A noisy heart is uncentered. It is unfocused. It is hyper-committed, if you will. When I was in sales, one of my managers said that he had a star salesman. He'd start here, and he'd go here, and then here, and over here, and over there, and over there. Or there's too many commitments in too many different places, hyper-committed. The foolish are known to cast off restraints, or they don't have any room for God in their life. They only have room for their self. While we're here in Proverbs, let's look over here in Proverbs 14, verses 16 and 18, 16 through 18. "A wise man fears and departs from evil, but a fool rages and is self-confident. A quick-tempered man acts foolishly," we've already talked about that, "and a man of wicked intentions is hated. The simple inherit folly, but the prudent are crowned with knowledge." Or as the prudent stop and think, where am I going? Living a slower, more paced life, rather than rushing from here to here, being overcommitted. Now the last point, number four, is the foolish life is crowned by refusing to take advice. The foolish life is crowned by refusing to take advice. The prime example is in Proverbs 12:15. I'm not going to turn there. It says, "The way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but he who heeds counsel is wise." Let's go over that again. The way of a fool is right in his own eyes. He doesn't need counsel. He doesn't need advice. He doesn't need any steering or any wisdom. I know everything. I can do it. But he who heeds counsel is wise. Now, we've gone over what a foolish life is. Are you ready for a test? Here is your test. How do you measure up to living a life of foolishness? The perfect score is zero. The perfect score is zero. I failed. Here are the questions. When corrected, do you react with anger? Score one. Do you deflect or refuse advice? Score one. Are you constantly busy, avoiding time to think or to contemplate? Score one. Do you feel you must monopolize or dominate a conversation, or that you must prove your point? Score one. Now, if you've scored zero, congratulations. But if you've scored one or more, like I did, don't worry. There's still time to learn to live wisely.